திஸ் மொபைல் ஷுட் நாட் கால் ஷுட் நாட் கம்.
வைஷ்ணவ டாக்கோரா துயர சாகர எதாசி கருணா கோரி. দিয়াপাদ ছায়া শোধো হে আমায়া তোমার চরণ ধরি. ছায়া বেগদমি ছায়া দোষে ছায়া গুণ দেহ দাসে ছায়া সৎসঙ্গ দেহ হে আমার বসেছি সঙ্গের আছে বসেছি সঙ্গের আছে একাকে আমার নাহি পায়া বালা হরি নাম সংকীর্তনে তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধনে কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পার তোমার শক্তি আছে আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ভাই তব পাছে পাছে হে বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়ার সাগর এ দাসে করুণা করি. যে দাসে করুণা করি হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে तव ठाकुर तोयार सागर तेदा से करुणा कोरी पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय। You can give this book, you know? You can read the translation.
हरे कृष्ण। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुःवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you for the Nectar of Instruction this evening. We were discussing a very important verse, the third verse of Nectar of Instruction, Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairya. This is too high. It's like this. Coming in. Hare Krishna, yeah. So let's recite this shloka now. Utsaha nishchayat dhairyat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrittih shadbhir bhakti prasidhyati. See, these words are very simple. Still, we will read that word by word translation. Utsahat is enthusiasm. Nishchayat means by confidence, having confidence. And dhairyat is patience. So, these three we discussed before. And then, tat-tat karma pravartanat is saying various activities favorable for devotional service. Pravartanat means by performing them. That which is anukul for bhakti should be performed without any lethargy. One should perform those activities. Tattat karma pravartanat. And sangat yagat means by giving up the association of non-devotees. You're saying? Yeah. And sataha vrittehe means, sata means the great acharyas, previous acharyas. Vritte means following in their footsteps. And shadbihi bhaktihi prasidhyati. By these six things, the bhakti can, our bhakti can, you know, blossom very fast. Read the translation, please.
There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. First, being enthusiastic. Second, endeavoring with confidence. Third, being patient. Fourth, acting according to regulatory principles such as Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. hearing, chanting and remembering Krishna. Fifth, abandoning the association of non-devotees. And sixth, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service.
Yeah. So, utsaha nishchayat dhairyat we have discussed already. Now I am going to the next one. Tattat karma pravartanat. So, in dhairyat, utsaha nishchayat dhairyat, patience, I wanted to share something interesting with you. Once His Holiness Kadambakanand Maharaj was telling us a story that once upon a time, a group of people were lying under a tree somewhere. It was a very hot sunny day, so they were all relaxing under a tree somewhere in a village. So one man brought a basket of varieties of nicely, freshly cut fruits. And then he woke up those people and told them, "Hey, you take papaya, you take mango, you take grapes, you take oranges, you take banana, you take pineapple." So he was giving different fruits. So they all accepted and they ate those slices. It was so delicious. They asked, "Can we have a little more, second serving?" Then he gave them more. And then they wanted even more. The man said, "You see, I have brought you something in this basket. But if you follow me, then I can give you abundantly, unlimitedly, every day, all day, any time of the day. But for that, you have to walk with me a long way. If you are ready, you are most welcome." Everybody got up enthusiastically. So they had the utsaha, very great enthusiasm. And then as they walked ahead, the sun was pretty hot. Some of the people started asking, "Are you really going to take us? It's going to take a long way. It seems, we really wonder whether you will. You gave very nice fruits, they were very delicious, but we can't go such a long way, it seems." So they took a U-turn and went away. So these are people who were impatient and who also did not have, conviction in what he said. They didn't have confidence in his words. They doubted him, so they took a U-turn and went away. And some people walked with him some more distance. He said, "Actually, you have to walk with me through a desert. Once we cross the desert, then we will go to that orchard where there will be abundant fruits." He said, so they were very happy. So on the way in the dry desert, in the hot sunny day when they were walking, sun was pretty hot on the sky. So some of them looked at the oasis and they asked, "Is this the one you were talking about?" He said, no, this is not the place. Don't get stranded here. Here in this oasis there's a little water in the pond, but then there are little coconut trees and the coconuts will get exhausted here. This is not a good place for you to permanently stay. Let's proceed ahead. You just ignore this place. We have to go a long way. Some people said, no, we are already thirsty, we are hungry, and we are not confident whether you will be able to take us to the place you are promising us. So we better take these coconuts and leave here. So they took a right turn and went to the oasis. And they climbed up the coconut tree, removed some coconuts, and they drank coconut water and they lied down there itself. And there was water also, so they thought, "This is a good place, we will stay here for a while and then return back," or whatever. So some more people walked ahead and some people said, "Oh, the sand is pretty hot, sun is very hot, how long is it?" The man said, "You see, you need to be patient. Although it's a long way, once you reach that place, you will think it's really worth it. It's worth the trouble that we took." So, okay, they patiently walked without dropping out. So as they reached there, and it started getting very cool and there was no more hot sun and fresh cool air started coming. People felt very nice. So they asked him, "What is this soothing?" He said, "Yes, this is a sign that we have come very close to the place." So they got very encouraged. And as they proceeded, he opened the gate of a huge wall.
There was a door, big door. As he opened and took them in, that was a huge orchard with all types of fruit-bearing trees. He told them, you guys can live here forever and eat as much as you want. So this story has a very deep moral. The man who came offering different varieties of fruits to all the people, who was that fellow? That is spiritual master, a guru, or acharya like Prabhupada, who is coming. And all the people who are lying under the tree, they are all people who are, you know, burning in the samsara of the hot sun in this world. And they all are looking for some shade or shelter or place of peace. So they are lying under the shade. So everybody in this world is looking for some security and shelter to somehow make their life happy. And they find the security in making money and having a bank balance or having a small family or having some social validation, some position in society. Everybody here is trying to find out some space of comfort and somehow pull on with life, although they have terrible problems facing them. So, but when he came and gave these varieties of fruits, they were jubilant. They said, wow, what's this? We never have eaten something like this. It's very delicious. So they got up. Similarly, Prabhupada went to the west and he, you know, distributed. What are those fruits he's distributing? That is like chanting, dancing, prasadam, ratayatra, deity darshan, association of devotees, spiritual knowledge. All these different varieties of devotional activities he is distributing. So, tattat karma pravartanat, he say, no? So, in this way he is offering varieties of things to the people. And after accepting it, everybody is thrilled. Oh, I love this moment. This moment is not a negative moment. You are not just negating the material, you know, pleasures. You are offering us a positive spiritual alternative. So then people came forward. In ISKCON also, many people came forward for many things. Some people liked the Indian culture. Some people liked the Indian cuisine, the different type of recipes. Prasadam, they liked very much. Some people were looking for simplicity. Oh, this moment teaches you simple living and high thinking. Some people came for spiritual knowledge. And some people liked the gulab jamun, ISKCON bullets. They liked it, they came. And some people felt that, you know, the Eastern wisdom is very great and let us go to the East and learn more. They came. And some people liked the activities in our movement like Ratayatra and Dharma display and the cultural activities of dancing and drama, dramatizing and many things like that. But whatever desire with which people might have come in the beginning, eventually as we grow, we have to become fixed in the understanding that we are doing all these activities for pleasing Guru and Krishna. There is no other goal. We should not get stuck with our attachments to something petty, like a frog in the well. You know, somebody says, I came to this moment for Sanskrit, or I came to this moment for music, or I came to this moment for knowledge or whatever. You know, if you get stuck in a small item, then likely that we may not last long. You know? We may tend to go away and looking for something else, somewhere else. If you have come for pleasing Guru and Krishna, and if you want to purify our heart, if you want to go back to God, then we are in the right place, you see. So those people who actually had faith in that man who walked ahead, they all followed him behind. So as they were walking, the route was pretty tired, difficult, because they had to walk through a desert and all, isn't it? So similarly, the material world is like a desert. There are a lot of difficulties the material world poses us. There are people who may be uncooperative. There are even relatives and friends who may criticize us for taking to Krishna consciousness. And we have so many other duties besides our spiritual duties in this world. As family, you have obligation to so many people. So there are difficulties, which is like the hot sand and the sun above and all that. So on the midway, they saw oasis. What is that? There is heavenly planets, isn't it? So some people, it's not necessarily heaven only. It can be considered like an opportunity to go to the West or to make more money abroad. People go to Australia, London, America, Germany, you know, various places out of India people go. And they are also sometimes like heavenly planets because they have nice facilities, nice amenities, very comfortable life. Sometimes people think that I'll go to West and then make a quick money and 3-4 years come back. But then they go and get stuck there in the comfort and luxury and they gradually can become forgetful of Krishna consciousness. Like the devatas in the heaven are praying. Na yatra vaikunta kata sudhapaga na sadavo bhagavatas tadashrayaha na yatra yagnesha khama hotsava surendra loko pinavaisa sevyatam kim dushkarair nakadubistapo vratair dana adibirvadu jayena falguna na yatra narayana pada pankajas smriti pramushta atishayendriyotsavat because of atishayendriyotsavat na yatra narayana pada pankaja. Because of too much excessive sense gratification, we are not able to see the lotus feet of Narayana, they are saying. See, what is the problem with heavenly planets? I mean, we cannot even understand or guess how the heavenly planets are in compared to this planet where we are living. In heavenly planets, there is no old age. Do you know that? There is no disease there. There is only birth and death. And people have very, very good-looking bodies. In the heavenly planets, there are apsaras. If somebody unites with them, they still remain virgin only. If they don't wish to beget children, they may not beget also. They remain like that. And also the eatables, they have, fine foods. They have very, very fine, opulent foods in the heaven. So, and also their eyes never blink. Their feet never touches the ground. Their cloth always remains ever fresh. They can chant a mantra in one place, disappear there and reappear in another place. And they live very pretty long lives, like thousands and thousands of years they live. So comparing with the earth, the bhoga, vilas, or the happiness and the material opulences in the heaven is so intoxicating, they are finding it difficult to give it up. And Nayatra Narayana Pada Pangaj, we are not able to remember. Now that is not only about heaven. If you compare India and the West and world, people who have lived in the West for a while and then coming back to India, sometimes it's a bit difficult because of the transport in India and the facilities and everything. So because once you see a higher level of comfort, then lower level of comfort becomes challenging. Same with the heavenly planets also. So in this way, these people who saw the oasis, they got diverted. Some other went away. So some people get stuck. Some people came to ISKCON for devotion service and they got carried away by Sanskrit or by music or by something else. We call it as a fringe fields. They went to fringe. Fringe field actually can be dovetailed in Krishna's service. But sometimes what happens in the name of dovetailing, that it is more of a tail than a dove. Because then one gets into those fringe activities so deeply, like somebody thought that in ISKCON I will learn Vastu and help all the devotees and seeing Vastu of their homes. So he, Brahmachari or somebody, studies Vastu, then he becomes a Vastu consultant, then subsequently he goes out and puts a board as a Vastu consultant, and gradually his Japamala stops, and gradually his reading Prabhupada book stops, gradually going to temple stops, and he becomes an internationally popular Vastu consultant. And he's flying all over the world, just like anybody else. I'm just giving an example. In this way, we can become sidelined by Maya from the path of devotional service. Like these guys got sidelined by the oasis. And then some people still had nishchayat. Utsahan, nishchayat. They had confidence in the words of the person leading them. So similarly, we all have to develop a very firm confidence in Srila Prabhupada and his books. If we make that our core study material for us, we are very, very safely situated, I can tell you. Especially in this day and age, there are so many books coming in, not just outside market, even within ISKCON also. So we have to make some kind of proportion. We read 60-75% Prabhupada books, and then 25% we read the other books. So we have to keep some proportion in hearing Prabhupada lectures. So we have to ensure that we are taking in enough so that the acharya is leading the whole movement, and then we all are going behind. So then we have to have confidence in the acharya's words. We should have, because Prabhupada's books are the basis for teaching, even for Prabhupada's disciples also. They are also learning from Prabhupada's books and teaching us. So we should have firm faith and confidence in the acharya. So all these people who got up were lying under the tree. They had utsahan, correct, no? Utsaha means what? Enthusiasm. So they were, how they were enthusiastic? Wow, I like this fruit. Tell me, where can I get more? He said, for that you have to go far away. They immediately got up and they were ready to walk. But that enthusiasm, utsaha should not be short-lived. For some people it was short-lived. Utsaha became utsaha mayi, we call it. Utsaha mayi means utsaha maya. It's a maya of utsaha, which means they went little distance, took a U-turn and came back. Some people drop out Krishna consciousness. They are dropouts. They go away. And some people dropped out where? When they saw the heavenly planets. And they dropped out. So, if we maintain material desires at the time of, till the time of death, then we are likely to land in heaven for purifying those material desires by enjoying, and then we will come back as Shuchi Naam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brishto Vijayate, and all that will happen. We'll be born in a Brahmana family, Vaishya family. Again, we have to continue our Krishna consciousness to become fully pure. So, those people who followed him faithfully, there was difficulty. There was hot sand, sun was hot. They tolerated it. So, and they were patient also, because they had to walk a long distance. It's like a marathon. It is not like a, like a sprint, like a short distance, 100 meter race. It's not like that. Spiritual life is like a marathon. You know, we have to live 40, 50, 60 years in Krishna consciousness. And you have to be very patient. There may be many tempting environments all around us. But we have to say no to things which will take us away from Krishna. Many of you may be living in housing colonies. There may be television going on. There may be movie songs going on. There may be parties in the clubhouse. There may be many people dressing and decorating with all their glitter and glamour and showing off their dresses and showing off their cars and everything. So children sometimes, devotee children also see all that and get bewildered sometimes. So a devotee who is really sincere, it should be like a Chataka Pakshi. Chataka Pakshi means the Chataka Pakshi always looks up to the clouds for the rainwater. It never looks down to any pond or lake or anything for the water. It will only take water from the sky only. It's determined about it. Similarly, we will only take everything transcendental. We will take transcendental knowledge from the top in Guru Parampara. We will take Krishna's mercy only. Whatever is sanctioned and sanctified by Krishna, only that we will accept. Always looking up. Sometimes the Chataka Pakshi is waiting for rain, but there is thunderbolt in the sky. There is dub-dub-dub sounds, thunders and lightning. But similarly, sometimes while practicing Krishna consciousness, there may be challenges, difficulties, some unpleasant exchanges with some devotee whose behavior you did not like. Sometimes there are challenges in the material life front. So a devotee, like a Chataka Pakshi, one has to be very patient. Then the rain will come at appropriate time. And you have to keep patience. So these people who were enthusiastic and they had confidence in the leader, and those who walked behind him, patiently proceeding, tolerating the heat of the sun and the sand, then they very soon reached. And then, what was that cooling experience? That is Brahma Jyoti. You cross. Some people may say, oh, here it is so cooling. Bye-bye. Now you all proceed ahead. I will sit here only. Let me go to sleep. For many days we have walked. Somebody can go to sleep even in Brahma Jyoti. Somebody can rest without service opportunity there. But if one goes ahead, then you go to the core of the Brahma Jyoti is the Vaikuntha planets called Paravyoma. And there the Lord in his personal form is available there for devotees to meet him, devotees to serve him. And that Nitya Lila going on in all those Vaikuntha planets. And that is actually the varieties of fruits like a mango, orchard, or like all type of fruits every day, all day you can eat. And Guru is the one who has the key to the spiritual world. He opens the door of the spiritual world and takes us in. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when I come to spiritual world, you will be in your Swarupa. You may be a Gopa or you may be a Gopi, and you may have a different name also there in your Swarupa. So he said, Prabhupada, I am a little worried that if I come there, how can I recognize you? Prabhupada said, that you don't worry. When you come to the door, I will come to pick you from the door. and I will recognize you, you don't worry. He said like that. So, Prabhupada said, you make it up to the door of spiritual world, at least, by following all these principles faithfully. I have already given you everything, you just follow it and reach there, then I will take care of the rest of the things. Like that he said. So, all of us have to reach the door of the spiritual world by faithfully adhering to this utsaha, nishchayat, dhairyat, tattat krama pravartanat. Is actually, we have to follow all the principles he has given. Actually, many people actually get stranded on the way due to material desires, or desires for control and power, or desire for relaxation in the Brahma Jyoti. So, Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, many people get stuck. They, like one of the Brahmacharis, he sent me a five monk story. Very interesting, similar story like I told you just now. Actually, in one of the, you heard that? One of the Buddhist mathas, in a very remote village. So there they had no monks available. Many of the old monks had passed away and they needed someone to run the place, but it was in a remote village where not many people would be there. They wanted one monk there. So when the invitation came here, the leader of this matha, he sent five monks. And these five fellows are asking him, why are you sending us five? He said, see, you guys have to cross the mountains, cross the rivers and cross the forests. And by the time you reach there, I really doubt whether if I send one person, he will reach there. I am sending five of you and I hope and pray that at least one will reach there. He said. So, the five monks started proceeding. When they were proceeding, they went to one particular village where some people came and said, hey, Buddhist monks, here also have a Buddhist monastery. We pay very good salary here. And we have all comforts, car, and you can come and see our facility. We only don't have people, otherwise we have a first-class facility, air-conditioned room, and we have car, we have all facility. Like that they were showing all the facilities and the money they will pay. So one of the five monks thought in his mind, see, our master sent us to a place which is in some remote village, deep in, and there is no hardly any people visiting there. So he thought, if I am here, this will be better for me in the long run. You know, now I can stay here, salary also they are giving, I can put in the bank also. In my old age, these guys will take care of me. So he told the four guys, hey, we don't need to go, five of us. You know, I am one person, I will stay behind, you guys go. You know, unnecessarily our foolish master has sent five of us. So I want to stay back. So he stayed back. And the other four proceeded ahead. And as they proceeded to many, many villages, they came across one village where they heard people are telling that here is an organization, we are distributing food, we are distributing clothes, we are distributing various the welfare activities we are doing for the poor people. So one of the monks thought, it's a very good cause. You see, they are doing so many nice things for the people. So instead of going and staying in the remote place, I think this is better for me. Which means he didn't have faith in his superior who taught him the spiritual platform. So he was diverted by the social welfare activity. So he stayed back. Then three of them went ahead. Like this, when three of them went ahead, the after a few villages, when they were crossing through the forest, one young girl was standing and weeping outside her hut. And seeing these three men coming, she said, thank God, you are all God sent men. Please come and stay. Actually, my mother and father, who are old, they left and said, they early morning they went, they will come by night. Now 2 days have passed, they have not come. I am very worried whether they are alive or dead. Something should not have happened to them. And being alone here, I am very, very worried. You are all godly people. We have a house here, please stay here. And then we have a well-built house. We have cattle and we have all the facilities here. My parents will come very soon. And then you all may proceed. Please kindly stay here. And they also were looking for a place to eat. So she cooked a nice food and gave and they ate. So out of the three, one of them started developing relationship with her privately after the other two monks slept. And next day morning he said, I think, this woman cannot stay alone. Poor lady, she is very much in anxiety. I will come to the place with all of you. After her, parents return back, like that he said. So the two monks understood this fellow will never come. And of course, this fellow got married and settled in that house only. He settled. So two fellows went ahead. Then they went to one village where lot of people surrounded all these two monks and said, "Hey, we have some heated arguments with you. You know, we don't agree with this, we don't agree with that." They wanted to have some debates. So one of them got into a proving mode and started speaking. And then the other fellow said, "Hey, we are already late to reach our destination." He said, no. And I want to thoroughly establish our path to be right path, and we want to defeat these people. He got into arguments with those foolish people. And then the last one thought, "Let me go." And he's the only one who reached. So that's a five monk story. So in this way you find people get stuck up due to various things in this world. A little by little the number reduces ultimately. Therefore the kingdom of God has a thin lane. One by one people may go. So every one of us, sometimes we think we came in a big crowd, we can enter in a big crowd, like airport, big crowd may be outside, but then while entering they have a screening device, correct? No? You have to show your passport. Specially you have to show your Vaikuntha passport to enter inside. And it is screening devices there, one by one only you have to go. Everyone has to fly his own plane, her own plane. We have to remember that. So we have to qualify. So we have to not only be... Arambashuratanam we call it. Arambashuratanam means what? Somebody begins very enthusiastically. You have seen this flower pot, you have seen. Flower pot is like this. You keep fire in the top. That's all, finished. You seen this cracker? It's like this. You keep in the wick in the top. And that's all, in 5 seconds it will be over. So some people's enthusiasm is like that only. But the real enthusiasm means like a 10,000 wala. You have seen that? 10,000 wala, you put top. You keep on going practically. You look at the clock, half an hour it goes. Half an hour or 45 minutes or 1 hour, it keeps going. Pat. So similarly, some people start spiritual life and the whole life they are enthusiastic and they leave the body also in a very blissful manner, you know, in Krishna consciousness, and everybody knows this fellow is going back to Godhead. Yeah. Our enthusiasm should be like that. It should be a steady enthusiasm. My spiritual master used to give a lot of importance to consistency. Consistency means steadiness. Our spiritual life should not be that we began with a very big sound, making a big sound. I am beginning my spiritual life and, you know, suddenly nobody knows where this fellow went. Isn't one disappears? Somebody is attracted to woman, somebody is attracted to money, somebody is attracted to name, fame, glory, somebody is attracted to fringe fields. So people get diverted and distracted even after coming to Krishna consciousness. We have got the jewel of Krishna consciousness. One should not lose it. Therefore it is said, we have to every day glorify Krishna. Every day hear about Krishna. Every day perform devotional activities enthusiastically. And we have to consider this our main food. Spiritual food is our main food. This is our mainstream activity. Krishna consciousness should not come from the side. It should be in the main. You understand what I am saying? This is Krishna consciousness. And other things can come in the side. I want to learn some music. I want to do... They can come in the side. Krishna consciousness should be in the forefront like this. So those who put Krishna in the forefront and follow that path, they can remain steady lifelong. But those people who become interested in other ulterior motives, therefore jnana karma adi anavartam, he says that. So jnana, karma and all those things become important for us, you know, then we may get diverted away. So therefore utsahan, nishchayat means confidence in the acharya, confidence in the path of devotion service, confidence in the chanting of the holy name. And dhairyat, you have to keep patience. It's very important. One has to always ask the question, you know, what have I done for Krishna? What have I done for my Guru? Krishna has done so much for me. Let me be patient. Let me be grateful. So, and then we proceed further now. Tat tat karma pravartanat. So this talks about our character. The do's and don'ts. See, the don'ts are yama and do's are niyama. and say, read it.
Not remain idle, but be enthusiastic about executing regulative principles.
Yeah.
Neglect of the regulative principles will destroy bhakti.
Yeah. See, when we talk about regulative principles, there are two places Prabhupada uses the word regulative principles. One is the four regulative principles. I have put the picture here, as you see here, isn't it? No. So you see the picture here, the four regs, which you all know very well. You know, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. So that is also called regulative principles. But apart from this, there are 64 regulative principles which come in Nectar of Devotion, given by Rupa Goswami. Out of that, five are very prominent. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravan Maturavasa Srimurtira Shraddaya Sevan. I'll tell you what are these five. Sadhu Sangha, associate with saintly Vaishnavas. Nama Kirtan, chant the holy names. Bhagavata Shravan, daily hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Maturavas, make your home into Mathura or Vrindavan. Make it like a devotional place. Have an altar, have the deities, put up festivals for the deities. Every day worship the Lord and bow down to Him, offer bhoga to Him and everything. So Mathura was Shri Murtira Shraddhya Sevan. Worship the deity of form of the Lord with great devotion. And Mathura was actually means making the home like a temple where Krishna conscious culture is very predominant, like a temple. So those five are called Panchanga Bhakti. They are very important. And out of those five, the most important is chanting of the holy name. And also here, Tattat Karma Pravartanat also means Navavida Bhakti. Bhajanera Madhya Sreshta Navavida Bhakti, it is said. Amongst all types of bhakti activities, the most important are called nine of them. Shravanam Kirtanam. Who did Shravanam? Parikshit. Who did Kirtanam? Shukadeva Goswami. Who did Smaranam? Prahalad. Who did Archanam? Prithu Maharaj. Who did Vandanam? Akrura. And who did Dasyam? Hanuman. Who did Sakhyam? Arjuna. And who did Padasevanam? Lakshmiji. And who did Atmanivedanam? Ambarish. Atmanivedanam was done by Bali Maharaj. Completely he surrendered. Bali Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj did all the nine. In this way, this is also called regulative principles. Tattat Karma Pravartanat. And 64 regulative principles also are called regulative principles. So one should follow these principles very faithfully. And if we neglect these regulative principles, gradually we will become weaker and weaker. Yeah.
Regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, Krishna consciousness. Four prohibitions, Yama. Four regulative principles. Positive principles, Niyama. Chanting 16 rounds, etc. Conclusion, practice regulative principle laid down by acharyas like six Goswamis. If one is lack in following, spiritual progress is checked. They must be faithfully performed with enthusiasm.
Yeah, correct. So we have to faithfully do the tat-tat karma pravartanat. So here Prabhupada's conversation. Read it. What Prabhupada says?
Similarly, if you always keep yourself spiritually engaged, your body will act spiritually. Although it is material. The same example, when an iron rod is red hot, touch it anywhere and it will burn. It takes on the quality of fire. Similarly,
it takes on the quality of fire. That means the iron rod is actually not fire, it is a very dull material. But if you keep it in fire for a prolonged period of time, it assumes the quality of fire. Similarly, all of us, our minds are generally pure in the spiritual world, but when we come in the material world, our mind becomes impure, isn't it? So what we have to do, we have to soak our mind in Krishna conscious activities, in hearing the chanting of the holy name and hearing the kirtans, reading the Prabhupada books, taking darshan of the deity, and offer all positive inputs to the five senses యూనో శ్రోత్రం చక్షు స్పర్శనం రసనం గ్రాణం ఏవచ అధిష్టాయ మనశ్చాయం విషయాన్ ఉపసేవత దిస్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్ ద సెన్సెస్ గివ్ ఇన్పుట్స్ ఫర్ ద ఐస్ హౌ కెన్ యూ గివ్ ఇన్పుట్ టేకింగ్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ ద డేటీస్ విత్ ద టంగ్ యు చాంట్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ విత్ ద నోస్ యు స్మెల్ ద యూనో సెంట్ ఆఫర్ టు ద లార్డ్ విత్ ద ఇయర్స్ యు హియర్ ద వైకుంఠ కథ కృష్ణ కథ సిమిలర్లీ విత్ ద స్కిన్ యూనో యు క్లీన్స్ ద టెంపుల్ హాల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే ద ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్ షుడ్ బి ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ సర్వీస్ అండ్ ద మైండ్ విల్ బికమ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ లైక్ ఐరన్ రాడ్ పుట్ ఇన్ ఫైర్ లైక్ దట్ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ సో ద మైండ్ ఇస్ సోక్డ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ దర్ మే బి లిటిల్ రెసిస్టెన్స్ బై ద మైండ్ బికాస్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ వాచింగ్ మూవీస్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ డూయింగ్ మెనీ మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ థింగ్స్ సో టు విత్డ్రా ద మైండ్ మే బి లిటిల్ డిఫికల్ట్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ బట్ ఎవెన్చువల్లీ ఇట్స్ పాసిబుల్ యా
Similarly, if you always keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, then
see, our senses are called by two names. Kadindriyaha, Sadindriyaha, two names. Nirvinna nitaram bhuman asadiyindriya tarshanat yena sambhavyamanena prapannandam tamah prabho. This is by Devahuti saying. Nirvinna, disgusting, she is saying. What is disgusting? Nitaram bhuman అసద్ ఇంద్రియ తర్షణాత్ ద అజిటేషన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ బై అవర్ అసత్ ఇంద్రియ అండ్ కదింద్రియ మీన్స్ ఇంప్యూర్ సెన్సెస్ షీ సేస్ దట్ అవర్ ఇంప్యూర్ సెన్సెస్ ఆల్వేస్ హ్యాంకర్ ఫార్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వన్ మే వాంట్ అ హ్యూజ్ బంగ్లో వన్ మే వాంట్ అ హ్యూజ్ కార్ వన్ మే వాంట్ ఎంజాయ్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫెసిలిటీస్ అండ్ అమెనిటీస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ద కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ దట్ వన్ మే ఫర్గెట్ కృష్ణ సో షీ సేయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద సిచ్యువేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ కండిషన్ సోల్ వై షీ ఆస్క్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ Because her husband, Kardamuni, made a very big aerial mansion and took her to all the pleasure valleys to satisfy her because she was the daughter of a great king of the world. Not just a great king, she was the daughter of the king of the entire world, Swayambhumano. So, therefore, for Devahuti, her husband provided her the best of facility. But after seeing all the material enjoyments, she lamented, I am solidly cheated, she said. Why? Because I got a spiritual husband like you, but I used you for my material advantage. What a fool I am. Like, you know, one man got Sanatana Goswami, who is a very spiritually advanced devotee, and he wanted a paras money from him. Similarly, some people come to Guruji and ask, you know, Guruji, can you please call that college director and kindly, you know, tell him to give a seat for my son in engineering college? So they are using Guru for what advantage? Material advantage, mundane advantage. Actually, they should come to Guru and ask, can you please give me mala, let me chant Hare Krishna. That they are not doing. Using a saintly person for mundane advantage. Therefore, she lamented, she cried. My senses have cheated me, they have gotten ahead of me and they have tricked me. I didn't take spiritual advantage of you. You were able to actually take me back to Godhead. But I asked you for comforts and luxuries and facilities in this world. And Kardama told her, don't worry, your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapila. I am taking sannyas and pushing off now, but he is going to become your guru and he will instruct you very nicely. So just like Devahuti lamented, we all have to lament for our material leanings. For two things we have to lament. Dhruva lamented for material desires that he possessed before. Similarly, we also have to look back and think, what a fool I was. I was chasing after this. Foolish, petty things of this world. Now I am getting Krishna now. Another thing we have to lament and regret is our sins, past sins, which we have committed before coming to Krishna consciousness or in Krishna consciousness. We have to lament for the sins and the material desires. So, in this way, if you always regret and then engage our mind and senses fully in Krishna service, then Kadindriya can become Sadindriya. Asadindriya Tarshanat can become Sadindriya. Another place in Bhagavatam you will find the word Kadindriya coming. So, spoken by our Yayati Raja to his wife Devyani. Evam varsha sahasrani manashashtair manasukham vidadanopi natrupyat sarvabhauma kadindriyaihi. He said, oh my good wife, 1,000 years we stayed together in this world and we performed yajna, we gave dan, we gave this. I ruled as a king. But I am not satisfied, I am not happy. The material enjoyment did not satisfy me. Because my material mundane senses have cheated me. And these mundane senses, no matter how much you feed them, It's like putting petrol in fire. It'll keep on demanding more and more. There, it's endless. It is. So he told her that, now I am going to surrender to Lord Krishna. And she said, I also want to surrender. Tell her, we both of us will become Krishna's devotees. They became. So in this way, he also used the word Kadindriya. So when our senses become Sadindriya, then they are like an iron rod put in fire. They become fiery. And my spiritual master once coined a beautiful term, a sentence. He said, all the holes of your body will always keep demanding and demanding and demanding. You can never satisfy them until you fill up all the holes of your body with the supreme whole. Supreme hole, he said. Who is the supreme hole? Krishna. Yeah. So if you put Krishna into all your holes of your body, he said, then only your senses will become peaceful. That means connect all your senses to Krishna, he said. Which means with the eyes we see Krishna's deity. With the ears we hear Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan. Mouth we eat Krishna Prasad and chant Hare Krishna, like that. Then we become truly satisfied in life. Because chanting of the holy name is austerity. Following four related principles is austerity. One has to do that. So when Prabhupada was in Hawaii, he was telling the devotees, sometimes in Hawaii some, you know, 14 devotees would go for Harinam and only 10 will come back. Some would be missing. When Prabhupada got the news, immediately he travelled to Hawaii for 10 days. And he gave a series of strong lectures there. So Prabhupada went for a morning walk in Hawaii. He saw the waters of the ocean were bluish waters. And the gardens were full of blossoming flowers. And the roads were all neat and clean. And Prabhupada said, in India, people were only think they know about Hawaii is Hawaii Chapel. In India. But actually, Prabhupada said, material world is Dukalayam, Ashashvatam. But if there is a Sukhalayam in this Dukalayam, that is Hawaii. He said, it's a very comfortable place, very good climate and everything. So morning he went to Ocean Beach for the chanting with the devotees. And there he saw a boy from morning, early morning to till noon, he was playing in the water. Prabhupada, what is he doing? Devotee said, Prabhupada, he is surfing. He said, what is it? Is he suffering? He said, no, no, Prabhupada, he is surfing, he said. And then Prabhupada went back to temple and in the Bhagavatam class he said, our devotees told me that this boy was surfing, but I call it suffering. He said, why? Because this boy is spending so much time in the water, the material nature will award him the body of a fish. Because he is in the water for a long period of time. Your human form is given for self-realization. Animal forms are given for sense gratification. So, because this human being is misusing the body, like a fish or something, so he'll be given the fish's body. This is the way he is suffering, you see, foolishly, he said. So, and then Prabhupada told the devotees, because the climate is good here and life appears to be cool and there is no immediate suffering felt. So Prabhupada said, don't think like this. A young man and a young woman, when they meet, they feel attraction. Prabhupada said, to say no to the wrong type of attractions, Prabhupada said, that is tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka yena satvam shudyet yasmat brahma saukyam tu anantam. He said, if you do that tapasya of resisting the temptations, then he said, then satvam shudyet, then your heart will be cleansed. And what is the result of cleansing of the heart? Satvam shudyet yasmat brahma saukyam. You will get spiritual bliss, anantam, unending, everlasting spiritual bliss you will get if you can do the tapasya. Tapasya means to say no to the mind for doing nonsense. What is not allowed in Krishna consciousness, sanctioned in Krishna consciousness, should be given up. One should not do it. Yeah, complete that, read it. Similarly, if you always keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, then you will become spiritualized, he says. You will act spiritually. No more material demands, yeah. How do I do this? He's asking.
Srila Prabhupada, this process, they are doing it. You have seen these boys, our six boys who have been initiated today. It is very simple. You have to follow the four restrictive regulations and chant these beads. Very easy.
Yeah. I read it.
Devotee 2. Srila Prabhupada, because you are presenting this knowledge so purely, then it is possible for the common man to understand this knowledge without chanting and following the four regulative principles? Prabhupada, that is not possible. That is not possible. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Sisi Antalila. You have to cleanse the mirror of your consciousness. Then the reflection will be properly viewed. If you keep it dirty, then it is not possible. Therefore, we require first-class men to understand this philosophy, not the fourth-class men. If you keep him fourth class man, it is not possible.
So first class man is a Brahmana, fourth class man is a Shudra. Prabhupada said Kalau Shudra Sambhavaha. Kaliyuga everybody is a Shudra, he said, but Janmana Jayate Shudra Samskarat Bhaved Dvija Veda Pathat Bhaved Vipra Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Four categories are said. By birth everybody is a Shudra. But by learning the Vedas, one becomes a Vipra. And by sanskara, purificatory ceremonies if you do, then you become a dvija. And if you study the Vedic literature and act accordingly, you become a brahmana. Prabhupada actually expected in ISKCON all the devotees study the scriptures well and strictly adhere to it by cleansing the heart which is dirty. And then one can become a brahmana. Then he can follow the pure lifestyle very easily, without difficulty, by coming to sattva guna. So, this was about the tattat karma pravartana, which decides the character of the devotee. So, I have already taken out time for in one of the sessions on Wednesday. If any of you wish to know more about the four regulative principles, we have a Gita for All Made Easy Positive Thinker course Wednesday. So Wednesday, we have those sessions on those topics, and one of the topics was on four regulative principles. We have devoted elaborate time on that. And also regarding chanting also, we have few lectures in the same series there. The chanting of 16 rounds should be done very faithfully, strictly. Nowadays, many people feel that, the technology is too much distracting. And because of it, sometimes while going in the car, they chant with their counter, what do you call that? Counters. They chant with counters or while going in the train. And the chanting is not done very effectively. Some people ask, can I watch TV and chant along with that? That's actually, the chanting should be done exclusively with full undivided attention if you want to purify very fast. Mind shouldn't be allowed to wander here and there. For example, if you take a lens and you have a focal point, in that you keep a paper or cotton and take all the diffused rays of the sun and you pass through it, it will burn the paper, isn't it? But if you are shaking the lens like this, can you burn the paper? No, similarly, if our mind is wandering, then the chanting is ineffective. If chanting is ineffective, then cleansing doesn't happen. If cleansing doesn't happen, then the material residues remain, and they don't just remain as they are, they eventually multiply. Like if I take a brick in the hand, initially it is light, but if I keep holding, what happens after 5-10 minutes? Heavy, the weight increases, and I find some pain in the hand. Metal reserves are like that. You know, if you have some metal reserves, not a big problem, you can nullify it. But if you maintain material reserves, they will become heavier. And how they become heavier? Because they multiply. When the nature of material reserves is like a mosquito, they just multiply. If you give them a breeding place like a gutter, in the gutter water, the mosquitoes multiply in millions. Similarly, if we allow our heart to be a breeding place for the mosquito like material diseases, initially they will be 1, they will become 2, they will become 4, they will become 16, like they will become 32, they will become 64. They multiply very fast. And when the material diseases multiply, then a lot of our time becomes preoccupied in chasing after the material energy for fulfilling the material diseases. That's how people become misled. Actually, if we keep our chanting program very strict and following these four regulative principles very strict, this yama and niyama we follow, you will see that, Krishna will provide you intelligence to take care of your spiritual life very well. So, we can give top priority to this in our life. Tat-tat karma prav. This is our character of an individual. Actually, in our society, people who didn't follow these four regs, Prabhupada often would say, when he would talk about this four regulative principle, first he would talk about no illicit sex. Because when he was preaching in the West also, some disciples asked him, Prabhupada, can you keep three principles instead of four? The fourth one, they told the Prabhupada said, that's the fourth one is a very important one, which is no illicit sex. So no illicit sex, and no intoxication, and then no meat eating, and then no gambling. Like the Prabhupada would say, when he talks about these four. So one has to have honest avoidance of opposite sex, and one also should avoid all types of intoxicants, and
One also should avoid fish meat, eggs, all these things. And one also should avoid meat eating and gambling also one should avoid. So if you study about them in more detail and avoid them, these are grosser ones. If you want to know the subtle ones, four related principles, the meat eating actually means what? Hurting the goat or the chicken or the cow or any animal for that matter. That means we should not hurt other living beings, including devotees, including the other human beings also. So we should not be hurtful in our violent, in our speech and behavior. So we have to give up that violent nature. And similarly, intoxication means what? You know, drinking, smoking, drugs. So these things actually make us, they blow us off practically. We forget the external consciousness. Similarly, our Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, they also make us intoxicated. Like high birth, bodily beauty, high education, and born in a higher kulam, a great family. So these things actually make us proud and intoxicated. So one should give up the false pride. That's the meaning of this. Kamanda, dhananda, we say, no? Because of wealth, one becomes proud. Because of scholarship, one becomes proud like that. And the third thing, meat eating is violence, and intoxication is pride. And then there is gambling. Gambling actually means don't go to Las Vegas, or don't gamble, don't keep money. Why it is said? Because gambling means it's opposite to truthfulness. It involves cheating, lying, sometimes even becoming highway robber and looting others' property. Sometimes even it involves killing. So gambling can actually agitate one's mind because big money or no money. That type of lifestyle is gambling. So in a subtler manner, what is gambling? Gambling means speculating about spiritual knowledge, not repeating in Guru Parampara, but bluffing something on one's own without repeating what the acharyas have taught. We have to be very careful to study Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's conversations, Prabhupada's morning walks and Prabhupada's lectures and all, so that we can repeat what he has taught and preserve the sanctity of this Guru Parampara. So not doing that and speaking and bluffing all kinds of things not related to Krishna consciousness, then it is speculation. So that is gambling, speculation. And the fourth one, illicit sex. Gross illicit sex means sex outside marriage, sex before marriage. That is called as illicit sex. So the finer aspects of illicit sex is utilizing sex for begetting children to raise them in Krishna consciousness and not otherwise, which is like sex for procreation and not for recreation, it is said. And another subtle aspect of illicit sex is that one should give up this desire for profit or adoration or distinction. Profit means if I speak a Bhagavad Katha, 1 week Bhagavad Katha, let somebody give me 5 lakh rupees or 10 lakh rupees. We are anticipating that money, profit, doing a Katha of the Lord. That is sinful actually. That's not, that actually makes them degraded. They will gradually become unqualified. So profit and adoration means expecting a big fanfare. Sometimes people wanting a big following, they dilute the message. Sometimes even deviate the people, not telling them the truth. That is adoration. And distinction means even amongst great people, one wants to stand out. That is distinction. So these are also subtle sex, we call it. Just like man-woman sexual attraction is there, that is gross. But a man wanting name, fame, glory, popularity, and fanfare, and for that one is doing all kinds of trickery and everything, then it is illicit sex. So puja la pratishta, we call it. Pratishta means prestige. So one wants prestige. Then labh means profits from other people. Puja means he wants to be worshipped by people. So all these things are also subtle sex, we call it. So these four subtle ones can be avoided by seriously practicing devotees, which means not to be proud, not to be violent, and not to be untruthful,
speaking falsehood and lies and everything, and not ill-treat the members of the opposite sex. One should, Chanakya says very clearly, santoshatrishu kartavyo swadare bhojane dhane, he's saying, you should be satisfied with the food cooked at home, don't eat in the hotel, he says. Be satisfied with your wife at home, don't look at another woman with a eagle eye, don't look at another woman with a desire to enjoy, you already have a wife, be happy with your wife. Swadare bhojane dhane, whatever is in your pocket money, spend only that much. Don't spend more than that, he says. Don't take loan, he's saying. And then he's saying, Trishu chaivana kartavyo swadhyaya japadana yoga. Three things you should never be satisfied, he's saying. Study of Shastra, you should never say, I have studied a lot. You should be greedy for studying. Keep on studying Shastra and repeating. Swadhyaya japa, japamala also, after your rounds are over, you can chant always more while traveling in the car, traveling in the bus. Never think today's rounds are over, like that he says. Swadhare bhojane dhane trishu chaivana kartavyo swadhyaya japa dhanayoho. For giving charity to Krishna, never fear. Because one penny you give for Krishna service, 1,000 penny will come back to you. You will see that. So he says that one shouldn't hesitate to give to Krishna. Be liberal in giving to Krishna service, like that he is saying. So in this way, this is character. Character means being happy with one's wife, and considering wife to be a gift of Krishna. One should think that if a wife brings you purification or wife brings you happiness, either way, one can be grateful to Krishna. In this way, similarly, wife, the wealth, sudare, bhojane, dhane, the food cooked at home. So these are character points, because one needs to say yes to some things and no to certain things. Do's and don'ts are there, correct, no? Like that is the whole point here. Tatat karma pravartanat. And our acharyas are so merciful, so kind. They are always teaching us what is to be done and what is not to be done. Because with our viveka buddhi, we are often unable to find out. Even this NOI book, Nectar Instruction, you see, the first and second verses talks about don'ts. And the third verse talks about do's. Yeah, utsahana shyadhari, what we have to do? Do it. It's anukul, favorable. And the first two verses talk about unfavorable. So that's the tatat karma pravartanat. Acharyas are telling us fully, very clearly. Do this, don't do that. Very clear. Yeah? Read that.
Sangatyagad. Giving up the association of non-devotee. B. Behavior. Sangatyagad.
This is the behavior we should exhibit.
To be successful in bhakti, give up undesirable people. Categories of undesirable association: karmis, gyanis, yogis, and other non-devotees. Supporting reference for sangatyagat. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the behavior of a Vaishnava.
Asat sangatyag, yehi Vaishnava achar. That's where we got the word behavior. Correct? Na Vaishnava achar. Achar means what? Behavior. So Mahaprabhu says that ideal behavior of a Vaishnava means he should only associate with Vaishnavas. And with other people, he should not open his heart. He should not give his heart. He has to keep aloof from others. This has to be properly understood. Because look at Lord Chaitanya, what is he doing? He is sitting completely surrounded by Vaishnavas in Jagannath Puri. And he is sharing Krishna consciousness, and everybody is into it. They are all observing. So this kind of powerful Sangha, he is actually inspired by the association, and by his divine revelations, all the other Vaishnavas are touched in their hearts. So Vaishnavas should actually come together always. Parasparanu katanam pavanam bhagavad yashaha mitoratir mitastushtis nivrattir mita atmanaha. It is said when Vaishnavas come together in discussion with Bhagavatam, they become purified, they give up envy, they become friendly, they get a lot of nourishment, strength from each other's association. So there are two specific words used. Coming together and in association, that is actually called Priti Lakshanam. Priti means love, Lakshana means symptoms.
So there are six symptoms given for Priti Lakshanam, how Vaishnava should come together, eat prasadam together, and exchange gifts, and reveal their hearts and take an advice. We are going to study that verse later. That's going to come. That is actually with the positive aspect of Sangha. Here the negative aspect of Sangha is given. There the positive aspect of Sangha is Priti Lakshanam Guhyam Akhyati Prachati, like Ramananda Rai meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very wonderful association. Sanatana Goswami meeting our Siddha Bakul Haridas Thakur. That's a beautiful association. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu are thick friends. Gopinatha Acharya and Swarupata Acharya, very thick friends. Like that. And Saru Damodar and Puntrik Vidyanidhi, thick friends also. So that is actually satsanga. Satsangatva, nisangatvam, nisangatva, nirmohatvam, nirmohatva, nishchalatatvam, nishchalatatva, jivan mukti. It is said. Satsangatva, nisangatvam. When you get satsanga, automatically your kusanga is thrown out of the window. Because there is no time now. Like right now, all of you have come for this lecture now. When you are attending this 1.5 hours of lecture, there is no other possibility of, you know, any other asatsanga disturbing you. You are hearing from nectar of instruction. And I am putting Prabhupada's quotes, dialogues and everything. So, this is the secret of avoiding asatsanga. To avoid asatsanga, we have to replace the asatsanga time by satsanga. Like even for the teenage children, especially when you are raising them, flood their day with so many positive engagements that they will not get time for asatsanga. You have to, therefore it is an idle man's mind is a devil's workshop. So how do you engage? Like when I was a school going kid, my father thoroughly engaged me. He told me to go for studying Hindi. Hindi, there are 9 exams in Dakshin Bharat Hindi Prachar Sabha, Prathamik, Madhyama, Rashtrabhasha, like that. So while studying Hindi, I got to also read Ramayana, Mahabharata, these kind of books in Hindi also. And in the same manner, when we were going for the typing, now I am thanking my father that he sent me for learning typing, English typing, lawyer higher high speed. Then he sent me for Tamil typing, lawyer higher high speed. Then he sent me for Hindi typing, lawyer higher high speed. And it all, and told me to start my own institute with 4-5 typewriters and employ people. So he gave me a lot of encouragement and challenges. Then he made me study Hindi 9 exams up to Sahitya Ratna level. So he engaged us in our teenage so much, and we also used to go to temple every week, 3-4 temples, and three, four times in a week, going to temples, and he gave a lot of spiritual books, he would purchase and give. Actually, he would give me 5 books. He was an English professor, so he would give many of the books. You read and give back, he will give you more. So in this way, our children should be flooded with positive, valuable spiritual inputs. They should get an opportunity. Of course, they cannot be forced to do things. It's not a good idea to force anyone. And it should be to their taste also. But the idea is there are good number of activities which are tasty. And now it's not only for the children, even for the grown-ups also. If we don't keep ourselves engaged in Krishna's service in some shape or form, then we are going to waste our time. See the lockdown period now. Many people are within the four walls. You know, one of the easiest things they can do is to go to sleep. Sleep in the night, sleep in the day, and we can very expertly practice laziness. It's very much possible. And it is just the opposite of utsahan, isn't it? And the sleepiness in which guna? Tamaguna. And deadly it is. Once a person practices sleeping in the daytime, 1, 2, 3 hours, then one will become a sleeping addict. Just like a drug addict, there is sleeping addict also. Yeah, it's very deadly. Or one can get into, nowadays everybody is into Wi-Fi and they are watching, you know, some people become corona conscious. Some people can be misled by watching things in the net. So what I am saying is, asatsanga can come in varieties of bad ways. So Mahaprabhu is saying, you are saying you are a Vaishnava, that means your behavior should be sangatyaga. You have to give up bad association. If you are not giving, so bad association, there are two things in that. One is bad people. Who are the bad people? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says 6 types of materialists we should not associate with. He says first type of materialist has no faith in God, no faith in morality. He's a die-hard atheist. Keep far away from them. Second type is saying they have no faith in, they have actually faith in God and faith in morality, but they have more faith in morality than faith in God, he says. And then he says that, no, there are second category, he has faith only in morality, not in God. There are people like that. Then there are people who have faith in God and morality, but their faith in morality is more than their faith in God. So that is third category, he says. Because they are have more having inclination towards worldly morality. Than, so in this way he talks, and then he is talking about pretenders, dharmadvajis. Then he talks about impersonalists, mayavadis. Then he is talking about demigod worshippers, polygap, you know, those who are worshippers of multiple gods. So all these people are, he says, that unfit for our association. So one should associate with those who are devotees. And also that verse, asatsangatyag, ye vaishnavachar, stri sangi, yeka asadhu, krishna abhakta ar, he is saying. One should actually not associate with somebody who is very enthusiastically inclined to man-woman improper relationships. If one finds that somebody is not leading life purely, one should keep away. And also, one who is a Krishna abhakta, one should keep away. This was the mistake that Duryodhana did. He associated with the Krishna dvit, Bhagavatam says. Krishna dvit means one who is a dveshi of Krishna. Who is it? Duryodhana. See, Dhritarashtra wanted an earthly kingdom. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom bigger than Satyaloka also. Than his grandfather Brahma also. So whose greed was more? Dhruva or Dhritarashtra? Dhruva. But Dhruva got purified by going to forest and seeing Vishnu. That means a person with a big material desire got purified. And Dhritarashtra had material desire only for having the earthly kingdom. But he couldn't get purified. Why? The Bhagavatam says the reason is, you know, when Dhruva went to forest on the suggestion of his mother, he met Narada. So he associated with satsanga. First satsanga he got was Suniti. Second satsanga he got was Narad Muni. And the third supreme satsanga he got was Lord Vishnu, getting darshan. You know, of increasing power. Correct? No? First his mother gave him a compass. She told him, you, my dear child, you go to forest and see Vishnu. He can give you the love of a million mothers. I can't teach you spiritual knowledge and all so much. I am a woman, I am at home. You go and meet the saintly people, they will teach you. She gave the right direction. Went to forest. Narada Muni gave him components of surrender. Ashtanga Yoga. How to do it and how to see Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu came, he cleansed his heart completely. So, imagine you have a tin in which you have got hay. You know hay, yellow hay? And you put yellow hay inside and you also put a candle inside. What will happen? That's all. It will burn into ashes. Similarly, he had material desire in the heart and he put Vishnu inside. You know, Vishnu, 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 Vishnu will come. Vishnu will give me a very big kingdom. Vishnu is capable of everything. My mother has told me, Narada has told me. I am fully convinced. Let me somehow bring Vishnu here. Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. That was his focus. So, because it's like putting a candle in a, you know, in a hay tin, then that because of Vishnu absorption, that absorption increased and burnt away the hay like metal disease. On the contrary, Dhritarashtra, what happened? He was foolish. His absorption was on his own son. My kingdom, my children, my son Duryodhana. And Mamaka, Pandavaschaiva, Kimakurubhata Sanjaya is asking now. So that Mamata for Krishna Dveshi destroyed him. Same thing with Karna. He had Mamata for Duryodhana. He was destroyed. Whoever has Mamata for a wrong person means one who is an enemy of Krishna. No good. It's very dangerous. Some of you may have thick friendship with some non-devotees. And you may say, Prabhu, he may not be a Krishna devotee, but he's a good person. Okay, he's a good person, but if you go close, sometimes you come to know that the so-called good person is an atheist. It's very dangerous for us to keep friendship with such people because any time such people can destroy our faith. Like once a king foolishly told a monkey that, you know, hey monkey, safeguard this place from the mosquito. And if any mosquito comes, here is a sword is there. So take care and drive it out. So he gave the sword to whom? The monkey. And the monkey saw suddenly one mosquito came and king was sleeping. He thought, whoosh, whoosh. He was just like driving out the mosquito with a knife, with a sword. The mosquito went here and there and then came and sat in the nose of the king. So what do you think monkey did? You can guess. So that was a blunder that the king did. Monkey, whoosh, sent the nose got cut, kings. So one should not make friendship with such people. Foolish people. If you make friendship with foolish people, they will do foolish acts. They will spoil you. So one has to avoid a bad association. Idiots and fools and stupid are people who are non-devotees, especially most dangerous non-devotees. Asat Sangatyaga. And especially among them it is said, if somebody is abhakta, like our Duryodhana I told you, therefore Dhritarashtra got destroyed foolishly. Like you see, Kaikeyi was so innocent. Actually, we all have to chant the holy name with Niraparad Bhavana, Nishkapat Bhavana, right? But Kaikeyi associated with mantra and her bhavana towards Lord Rama became spoiled. Correct, no? So the bhavana is very important. So, if one, two things are very important in spiritual life, sadhana and bhavana. Sadhana is our daily practice, but sadhana should be done with bhavana also. But to do with bhavana, we need to be innocent. We need to be simple-hearted. We need to be pure. Sralata ki Vaishnavata hai. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur once said that. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. So if you remain in company of very, very pure-hearted, nice devotees, then you will see that your heart remains simple and your practices are very easy. But if you connect with cunning people, diplomatic people, you know, atheistic people, then our mind also becomes complicated, like what Mantara did to Kaikeyi. She spoiled her. Like Ajamila was a simple, pure Brahmana, but he got spoiled by a bad association. Correct, no? So, therefore, one has to be very careful. Yeah. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dhumena, Vriyate, Vakhnir, Yatolbena, Malena, cha. Three examples he gives. See, first he says that fire is covered by smoke. That's the first example. Second, mirror covered by dirt. Third is a child who is covered by an embryo. So if you see the fire, in the fire the form is there. Sorry, the form is not visible. Like you all have seen in villages, they have a cylinder type of thing here and then a water around it, boiler. You have seen that? So from the bottom they put the fire, but in the top smoke comes out. You have seen that? Although smoke is coming, you touch the water, it is hot. What does it mean? Function is happening. Because the boiler is for what purpose? Heating purpose. It's heating the water. And little bit fire is also seen, and mostly smoke is seen. You don't have to worry because the form is, the form may not be fully visible, but the function is happening. Correct, no? Secondly, he says that the mirror covered with the dirt, he says. There, is it functioning as a mirror? No. The function is not happening. But what is that? Form is there. Similarly, there are some temples, Gopuram is there, deities are there, temple hall is there, only nothing is happening there. Form of the temple is there, but the function of the temple is not happening. Similarly, somebody may be wearing tila, kantimala, having a bead bag, externally looking like a Vaishnava, but they do a lot of gossiping, you know, a lot of fault finding, a lot of blasphemy. So they actually become pollutants in the community. So that's very deadly. Their form is there like a Vaishnava, but they are not behaving like a Vaishnava. That is second. And in the first case, form may not be there, but function is there. For example, some man you see in the office is wearing pants, shirt, looks like a karmi. But then you talk to him, you come to know that he is an ISKCON devotee, he is initiated, but in the company he doesn't wear tilak. Looks like form is not there of a devotee. But the moment he opens his mouth, it is full of divine words. I have seen people like that. So they may not externally look like a devotee because they can't express the functions in the external, in the form, in the company life.
But their function of a devotee they do. So out of the which is more important? Form or the function?
Function.
Yeah, function is more important. Then the external form can be there also. And thirdly, neither form nor function, because the child in the womb, you can neither see the form of the child, nor the function, it's completely covered over. So such people, they give up the external signs of a Vaishnava. They don't have tilak, they don't have kantimala also. And they give up all Vaishnava activities also. And they get into sinful life. Like what happened to Ajamila? Ajamila, no form. Earlier there was form of Brahmana. And function of a Brahmana also. Now after seeing the prostitute, was there externally, was he looking like a Brahmana? No. Was he doing the function of Brahmana? Both were finished. So the third one example is Ajamila. And the second one, who is the person who was just having the external form, but the function was not happening? Yajnik Brahmanas, for example. Sahasrashesha Purushaha. They are actually worshipping Purushottama, Lord only. But the function is not happening because Krishna wants prasadam along with his friends. They are not going to give. The external form is there, that's all. They make show. So, in this way, there are people who externally have the form, but the function of a Vaishnava is not happening. Correct, no? Like what our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu criticized about Raghunathas's father and uncle. Hey, they are praya, Vaishnava praya, he said. Vaishnava praya means they may wear tilak and a golden button, they may be rich fellows, but they look like Vaishnavas wearing tilak externally like a veshbush. But their heart is not Vaishnava, their heart is in money making and seeing the fields and like a jamindar, their attention is different, not Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu said about this, Govardhan Majumdar, Hiranya Majumdar, isn't it? And that is the second example. And the first one is what? I say?
Form is not there, the function is
there. Although externally form may not be like Ramanandarai. Externally, was he looking like a Vaishnava? Shudra, governor of Madras, politician. But then the moment Mahaprabhu asked questions, he started, the function of a Vaishnava was happening. Is it not true? Yeah. And a form and function both can be there. That is best. Like you wear the attire of a Vaishnava and you behave like a Vaishnava. Like Sanatana Goswami, correct, no? After he left the post of a minister and all that, he surrendered to Mahaprabhu fully. Asat Sangha Tyagi Vaishnava Achar, Stri Sanghi is very dangerous because externally looks like a man, but he always pollutes others' minds. So one should avoid that person. And Abhakta also, externally may look like a gentleman, one should not get cheated. Ramdas Vishwas, he was a Mayavadi. When he came to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu looked at him and turned his face away. And somebody may be thinking, hey, Ramdas Vishwas is constantly weeping Ram's name. Very humble behavior he is showing. But Mahaprabhu said, he is not a Vaishnava, he is a Vaishnava. Because he wants to merge and become Ram. That is his goal. So Mahaprabhu could see through him. So Mahaprabhu avoided his association. Absolutely. Mahaprabhu would never entertain bad association. Mahaprabhu says that one day Mahaprabhu was Nimaya Pandit. He was standing in the bank of the Ganga. At that time, some materialistic people came there and criticized the holy name. And Nimaya Pandit jumped into the Ganga. And he swam long distance. And then when he came out, Murari Gupta was standing on the bank. So then Murari Gupta received him there. And Murari Gupta knew the situation. So he told Mahaprabhu the glories of the holy name for a long time. When he heard the glories of the holy name, he embraced Murari Gupta and he wrote on his forehead, Ram Das, like that he wrote with Chandan. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is teaching us, if you see, non-devotees jump into the Ganges. Of course, you don't have to jump, you run away from that place. If you see Vaishnavas, associate with them. That's the whole idea. So I will continue this. Sangatyagata, I need some more time in the next class. And Satovritte, these two I will finish in the next class. Okay? Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki. Thank you very much.